Century News update. It's 8:05.
Hello, A1 Insurance. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like a quote, please.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
I'm sorry?
Never. In the field of human conflict, was so much, owned by so many.
Buy a new Nissan Micra or Almera before the 31st of December and forget about silly quotes for insurance. We're offering 1 year's fully comprehensive insurance absolutely free. For more information, call 0345-66-9966.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
1 year's free insurance on a new Micra or Almera. You can with a Nissan. Not available on Micra Shape, Micra Music or Almera Equation. Free insurance conditions are available on request.
Does.
With Century Windows. Our reputation is built on quality and affordability.
All right, nearly got it right. All right, the weather today. Many areas will have a dry day with some sunny periods right across Cotswold Lake. However, there will be the chance of some scattered showers today, and these will develop as the day gets on the way and become heavy in places. The top temperatures today are really cool, 59 degrees. Century! Morning, Mush. Morgan's on.
Good morning, everyone, let's go. Time to rhyme time with the Morgan Show. So have your coffee black or with your shaving cream and start your day a-laughing with our very special team. Good morning, headlines are depressing. Listen to Morgan between showering and dressing. So you don't like breakfast, I don't know what to say. Just listen to Century every single day.
You know, here I am sitting here at Albert Road in Middlesbrough, right in the front window, and I'm waiting for the next wind-up to happen to me today. We've already had a skip delivered. You should have seen the security guard from next door. He was out like a shot. Hey, you can't park up there, I'll tell you now. Get it off, go on. Oh, dear. 7 minutes past 8 across the northeast on Century. You know, I should have done this earlier this morning, so I hope they're still tuned in. Matthew and Wendy. Now, their mum was in yesterday to see us here at Century at Albert Road. And they said, will you do this to my Morgan? So I'm trying my best, and I do hope that they're still listening. It's Matthew and Wendy tuned in today, and also to their dad, Phil, who's going to America this coming Saturday as well. Tell him we love him, John, and we're going to miss him as well. That's from Marion. So there we are. Thank you very much indeed, my darling. And, she came in yesterday. Say hello to us as well. Get the latest on the roads now.
A couple of accidents have just come in. If you're in Newcastle on City Road, near to Tynties Television, they're causing delays both ways. One to avoid, if you possibly can. If not, hopefully it shouldn't be too long before that's all cleared up. And yet another one in Newcastle, this time on Brighton Grove. It's causing one or two hold-ups. One to avoid, certainly, if you can. The police say they're working on it as quick as they can. Elsewhere, not so bad. It's just the usual spots, really, which are busy. Certainly in Middlesbrough, nothing out of the ordinary whatsoever. In Sunderland, everything's ticking over quite happily. Busy both ways through the Tyne Tunnel, according to the chat. One of our AA patrols is on the Western Bypass. It's busy going southbound. And if you're on public transport, well, so far, everything's still moving fine. Claire Cridland, AA Vodafone Roadwatch.
From Alnwick to Ripon, from the coast to the Pennines, no other travel information service covers the ground like AA Vodafone Roadwatch. Every weekday on Century Radio.
Time's running out for Kingsbury Interiors' fantastic closing down sale in Durham. And unless you're quick, you'll lose your last chance to make massive savings on an exclusive range of sofas, chairs, beds and dining furniture. You have till 5 p.m. Thursday the 3rd of October to grab unrepeatable bargains. Everything must be cleared, no reasonable offer refused. Hurry before 5 p.m. Thursday to Kingsbury Interiors' closing down sale at Mercia Retail Park, Arneson Centre, Abbey Road. Call Durham 384-8383. There's no time to lose!
It's not just for first-time buyers. It's not just for people on the move. Mortgage Matters could save thousands of pounds for anyone with a mortgage, and that includes you. So dial 100 and ask for free phone Mortgage Matters now.
Mortgage Matters, we take more care.
Representative only of London and Manchester Assurance Company Limited, which is regulated by the Personal Investment Authority. A life policy may be required. Your home is at risk if you do not keep up repayments on a mortgage or other loan secured on it. Written quotations available on request.
Waking up with John Morgan, Century.
All right, and it is 12 minutes past 8, Tuesday morning, the 1st of October today. talk to Phil Rovetta in just a few moments on Century. Live from Middlesbrough today with Century Windows.
I've never known a girl like you before.
And a girl like you. All right, and it is 16 minutes past 8 on the phone. Morning, my darling.
Morning, darling.
How are you, Phil?
I just can't believe it, look.
What can't you believe?
That's Skip outside the studio, look.
Do you know, love?
You never get in that, look. Come on, look. Listen, there's a weight limit for Skip, did you not know? And I don't like the colour neither. No, really, I'm only joking.
Well, yeah, Middlesbrough Council, obviously, because they're trying to shut me up, but I'm not.
Well, you know why they put that there, though?
Why is that?
They put it there for John Simon's, look. Hey, because you've heard his show. Only joking, John, I didn't mean
I'll tell you what was really funny, right, is that the security guard came rushing out from next door because they put this Skip in the bus lane.
Yeah, and you putting it in there.
And the bush lane. And
they could put some wheels on it.
I made it into a bogey.
Yeah.
And what happened is suddenly the security guard came hobbling out, you know, because all security guards have a limp. And they all came running out and he says, hey, you can't park right there, I'm telling you now.
I just can't believe it. Anyway, look.
What?
I'm going to watch that Tony Blair today, look.
Tony Blair?
Yeah.
He's
on the conference today, look.
Yeah, the Labour Party conference, yeah.
A big build-up to this, look.
Why is that?
Apparently, he's going to deliver the speech, look.
Yeah.
Right? The speech of all speeches.
Yeah.
He's going to tell Britain something, right, that he's never told before, look.
What's that, then?
The truth. Oh, yeah, I didn't mean it. I was only joking.
What? A politician's going to tell the truth?
I can joke about him, because me and him, we used to be hippies together, you see.
Well, they used to be hippies together.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. We used to do the walk, though, with our caftans on.
Yeah.
I used to love him when he had long hair, look. He was lovely, though.
Do you know, I used to, a mate of mine at school used to come into the cloakroom at school with the long caftans on, fur on.
Yeah.
And it used to stink.
Yeah.
And
what
was that stuff that they used to spray it with?
No, that was only for the posh ones.
Oh, was it?
The others, they used to use goose grease, look. Yeah. God, it used to stink rotten, look, didn't it?
Hey, really?
They used to walk out on their own, look.
They did. The lad never had any friends.
No, we didn't.
Hey, though. What about last night, Phil?
Oh, do you know, though? I just couldn't believe it.
Do you know, Phil?
And here's Peter saying that he had to... What, a calf injury? I don't believe it.
Peter Beasley didn't play last night because he said he had a calf injury.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't, though, but it's his groin. It was definitely his groin, though. Yeah. I don't know who he's trying to have on. Hey?
Well, were you there, Phil?
No, I was there, look, yeah. I was there. I was sat with him.
Well, I'll tell you what, I mean, well done to Newcastle United last night, I mean, didn't they? 4-3, yeah, a lucky win.
It would have been about 6-3 if Peter had been playing.
Well, he would have.
Because he'd have been Simeon and Samian.
That is absolutely
You've
correct,
got to that,
Phil.
And Samuel.
You what?
You've got to shimmy and shammy.
You have got to shimmy and shammy,
yeah,
Phil, I'll tell you that. Well, listen, have you, what are you doing today then, Phil?
I've started making me masks for Halloween, love. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want a few photographs. Of anyone that you know.
What, the Century presenters?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll send you loads around. They'll frighten the living daylights out of everyone.
That's what
Phil.
I want, love.
Well, listen, you have a good day, all right?
I will, love.
And can I tell you something of national importance?
What?
I love you.
I love you too.
No, I love you.
I'm going to make one of you out of paper mache.
I need a lot of paper mache.
I know. Bye-bye, love.
See you, Phil.
Bye-bye, Nobby.
So much. Yeah, bye-bye, Neil.
Bye-bye, love.
Bye-bye, there. He's having a drink.
I love you.
I love you, Phil.
I love you.
Bye-bye, love.
Bye-bye, love.
Bye-bye, love.
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, love. Stop the rain from falling if you ask me to. Yes, I need you, baby.
You
can
be your everything, the sweet song that I can sing all day.
You are everything,
oh, baby.
Can't you tell
me? Oh, baby.
You can be your
I love you.
Oh, sorry, give me my Barry White impression there. Do apologise. I'm mad this morning. All right, it's 8:22 on Century. Fascinating facts about the borough, by the way. Brought to you by HS Interiors, the only place you can be sure of genuine jacuzzi whirlpool baths. All right, something about you didn't know, that Borough's leading goal scorer was George Campbell, with 345 league and cup goals. And Century Radio has facilities at the Middlesbrough Football Ground in the Campbell Suite. And very nice it is, too. And more jacuzzis are apparently sold in Middlesbrough than in London. So it's more jacuzzis are sold in Middlesbrough than in London. That is a true fact on Century.
Who ate all the pies?
I believe it.
Who ate all the pies? Newball's got them, Weeble's got them, Newball's got the pies.
All right, get a load of this then. Who ate all the pies? Who is this?
You're so subtle.
Who is this?
You're so subtle.
Someone with connections in the borough. All right, call us here.
So, who ate all the pies?
Right.
Who ate all the pies?
Yes.
Newball's got them, Weeble's got them, Newball's got the pies.
It's a kind of magic.
Who ate all the pies?
It's a kind of magic.
You're so subtle.
A kind of magic. One dream, one soul. Magic, 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 magic,
magic. Queen, it's a kind of magic.
Who ate all the pies? Who ate all the pies? Newball's got them, Weeble's got them, Newball's got the pies.
Right then, who is this?
You're so subtle.
Go on, say it again, Chuck.
You're so subtle.
Who is that? Who has eaten all the pies? It really is easy peasy lemon squeezer this morning. A very special week with Mr. Newball.
Who ate all the pies? Who ate all the pies? Newball's got them, Weeble's got them, Newball's got the pies.
Morning, me darling.
Morning, me darling.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Carol Mottley, is that right?
Mockler.
Mockler. Ooh, I do beg your pardon. Clean my ears out with a wet letter sleeve. Carol Mockler.
Yes.
Whereabouts are you, darling?
Thornaby.
Thornaby. Did you know it straight away?
I did.
Did you, darling? Here we go.
You're so simple.
Who is it?
It's Mavis Thelma Barlow.
Mavis Thelma Barlow from Coronation Street. You're absolutely right, of course. Many congratulations. You've won yourself a Mr. Newball's very special T-shirt, darling. Wear it in a compromising position, send us a picture, and you could win a holiday to Spain. It'd be very nice, wouldn't it?
Oh, lovely.
Hey, do we look after you or what, darling?
You do, Mark.
You know I love you, don't you?
Yeah.
I love you, great.
I love you, too.
Top of your voice, say those words.
I'm a winner.
You are.
Another winner.
The bird's coming next.
Hello, Roberto.
Si.
Good news. You wanted a new Mercedes E-Class from AMB before you'd sign for us.
Si.
Well, they're delivering it today. You what? A Mercedes C-Class from AMB for the wife? I know it costs less than £20,000, but I don't see that... A Mercedes for your mother-in-law. Oh, it doesn't have to be brand new. Thanks, Roberto.
Anderson Mercedes-Benz, Wessington Way, Sunderland. New and quality used Mercedes from as little as £8,000.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
What does?
Who invented the conservatory?
Well, Mr. Conservatory, wasn't it?
No, he invented the greenhouse.
Oh, yeah. Well, it must have been Frostry, then.
Frostry, yeah. Frostry, suppose so.
Was there a Mr. Frostry, do you reckon?
For inventing conservatories as good as what he did, they'd make him Sir Frostry.
Or Lord Frostry. Baron Frostry of Seton Carew.
That's enough of you.
His Majesty, the Frostry, by royal command, his royal lordship, Lord
Frostry. And let Frostry do the rest. If you want the very best, it must be Frostry.
Free phone 0800 585944 for details.
Starting your day with a smile, John Morgan, Century.
And Mr. Tambourine Man. Good morning, it's 8:32 in the morning. Let's get the latest now from Dave.
The Century News Headlines.
Good morning. The woman who was pregnant with eight babies has been told she needs a miracle for any of them to survive. Mandy Allwood lost three overnight. Doctors treating her at a London hospital say there's no great danger to her life. A five-year-old northeast girl died when the car she was in was hit by a lorry and burst into flames. The child's mum, 26-year-old Julie Sheen from Thornley, had just stopped after hitting a dog on the A181 in the town. Her daughter, five-year-old Charles Margarita Hull, was killed, while the child's sister Courtney, who's two, suffered bruising to her face. Tony Blair makes his keynote speech at the Labour Party conference in Blackpool today. He's expected to set out his vision of Britain as a skills superpower.
There are still delays with a couple of accidents in Newcastle, one of which is on City Road near to the television studios, causing delays both ways, and also along Brighton Grove. Recovery is underway, but still delays. Elsewhere, not so bad, an ordinary day really all round. No particular problems in Middlesbrough. Busy in the usual places, but particularly at the Metz Bridge lights. And if you're through the Tyne Tunnel, busy as per usual, according to the chaps there, but no problems to report. And still fairly heavy going if you're on the southbound Western Bypass. Finally, on public transport, bar the usual peak time delays on the buses, everything seems to be moving fine. Claire Cridland, AA Vodafone Road Watch.
Century Sport with the Teesside Development Corporation, the winning team.
Newcastle survived a second-half scare before taking the points in a seven-goal epic against Aston Villa last night. The Toon led 3-1 at half-time through two goals from Les Ferdinand and one from Alan Shearer. But 10-man Villa put in an inspired display after having Mark Draper sent off just before the break. Dwight York hit two second-half goals with Steve Howard's 67th-minute strike just enough to keep Newcastle ahead, making the final score 4-3. Manager Kevin Keegan says his players thought they'd done the hard work in the first half.
We didn't defend well. We didn't keep the ball in midfield well, and unfortunately we didn't stick in the chances that we did create, that we always expect to create here, you know, through a succession of, I mean, I thought the keeper played, made some great saves as well. We've had a bit of a lesson second half, but we've come away with 3 points.
Aston Villa's Dwight York says he's gutted they lost, but pleased his personal goal drought is over.
I've just got to keep working hard and it was going to come. And obviously coming at Newcastle here, it's always going to be difficult, but I'm absolutely delighted to get my first goal and actually get three at the end of it. It's a tremendous boost for me.
England's footballers get together today to start 8 days of intense preparation for next week's World Cup qualifier against Poland at Wembley. Andrew Cheel has this.
It's England's first appearance at Wembley since their heartbreaking semi-final defeat at the hands of Germany in Euro 96. Meanwhile, Glenn Hoddle comes home to Wembley for the first time as England's coach. Striker Alan Shearer isn't expecting a Hoddle revolution.
He'll stamp his authority down and he'll play the way he wants to play and get us all playing that way. But it won't be too different to what Terry Venables was achieving.
Just one team's guaranteed qualification from the group, so England must make the most of their opening home match.
That's it. More at nine.
You know, I'm going through these fascinating facts here about the borough, as you know. And
yes.
There's a line here which says, in 1315, Hartlepool was attacked and burnt by the Scots. as a result of which, permission was given to build a defensive tower wall. However, the Scots didn't leave before fathering a number of children. Which sort of highlights the problems we're having in the borough area at the moment, doesn't it?
It sounds very nice for you down there.
Do you know, I've still seen a lot of women with horns sticking out of their heels up there. No, I have, honestly. It's a real worry to me, that, in Hartlepool. Sorry, Hartlepool, didn't mean it. That's where the tattoos come from, you see. They're relics of the 13th century. Good morning, this is Century, right across the North East, and the wind-up is coming up soon.
In the middle of the night,
Billy Joel on Century. It's 21 minutes to nine now. We can get the latest on the wind-ups, and here we go today. It is on the waterboard. All right, today it's on the waterboard. We actually rang up a water company. This letter came in, said, would that please ring their foreman? So we rang the foreman of the water company, and it was Mr. Martin again complaining that there was a huge burst of water where he lived, and they were drowning his leeks. And I have to say, of all the wind-ups we've done, this guy's not very happy. I mean, he throws the phone down at the end. He's not very happy at all. So here we go then. Today's wind-up with sound effects of a huge water main as we dial the waterboard.
Hello, can I help?
Hello?
Hi, can I help?
Can I speak to the supervisor, please?
Who's calling?
Mr. Martin.
Just one moment. Do you want to give me your number?
I'm on my mobile, you see.
That's all right. Give me your number.
The water's everywhere.
Hang on just 1 second.
Yes, hello.
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 Come on, about four. Thanks for hearing.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Can I help you?
He's on the water company.
Yes.
Right, there's water everywhere. I don't know if you can hear it in the background.
Whereabouts are you?
Blackwell.
Where?
Blackwell.
Blackwell?
Yes, there's water gushing up into the air.
Whereabouts in Blackwell?
Oh, look at that. Oh, it's all over me links. Hello?
Hello?
Speak up, please. Hello? Yes.
Whereabouts in Blackwell are you?
Oh, look at this. Oh, I can't believe it.
Hello?
God, great. Hello?
Yeah, whereabouts in Blackwell are you?
In my house. Just outside my house.
Yeah, what's the address? The address of the house?
32 Thompson Avenue.
Hello?
There's water everywhere here.
32 Thompson
Avenue. I'm drowning.
Oh, look at it. The water's going all over my garden.
Yeah, I need your address so we can come and do something about it.
Yeah, no, but when are you going to come and do it?
As soon as you give me your address.
I've just given you it.
Yeah, you're giving me 32 Thompson Avenue. Whereabouts?
Blackwell.
Blackwell?
Oh, look at this. Oh, can you hear this water going off here?
I can. I'm trying to get you your address.
I'm drowning.
So you can have a look at it.
Oh, me. Look at the state of me dog.
Me dog's drowning.
Hello?
Oh, just dog. Mary, we're going to have to sort something out here fast.
Yeah. Hello?
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Can you give me your address, your full address, so I can get somebody around?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm sorry, I'm a bit hard of hearing. Hello?
Yeah. Can you give me your full address so I can get somebody around?
I'm just giving you it.
Can you repeat it? We can't hear you.
Watch. Just hang on, I'm just drying. Oh, it's about 12 inches above me leaks.
Yeah, okay. If you just forget about the water for a minute,
I just can't believe it. I'm trying to get my leaks sorted. Pardon?
I need your address to get somebody there.
I'm drowning.
What is your full address?
Hello?
God. Just a moment. Right, please, hurry up. Pull the leaks out, they'll be drowned.
Yeah.
Pull the leaks out, Mary.
Oh, no.
Pull the leaks. They've got to send someone round.
I'll send somebody round when I get you. Can you give me your address?
Just hang on. Hello.
Hello.
Right. Don't believe it. Right. Yes. You want my address that I'm at now?
Yes.
All right. Try Park Road.
Hello.
Park Road where?
Darlington.
Yeah.
Have you got that?
Yeah. Park Road, Darlington.
Oh, God.
Can you give me the number?
Baron!
What number?
Hello!
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Speak up.
Oh, my dog's drowning!
The leaks are all drowning! The what?
The leaks are all
drowning! Pull the leaks out, will you, for goodness sake! God, my garden's ruined!
Yeah, you've given me two addresses.
My
you've given
garden's...
me 32 Thompson Street.
My garden's ruined. Shut the window there. Oh, go on this phone. Shut the window, right. Shut the window. That's better.
Right, can you just calm down a minute and give me your full address where you were at now and where you want me to come?
How come this water's coming out?
I don't know. I need to come round and see why the water's coming out.
I need someone round with one of them big stopcocks or something to stop the water.
I'll be round as soon as you give me the address. If you can give me the address, just calm down.
Leaks. These are prize leaks.
Yeah, okay.
Drop the rewards with them.
Nothing we can do about
you. One rosette.
Just give me your full address.
God, don't believe it. Park Road.
Right,
my leaks. What am I going to do about my leaks?
I've got three rosettes.
Yeah.
What am I going to do about my leaks?
I don't know until I get there. We'll get there as soon as we can.
Will you give us new leaks?
Well, we'll do what we can.
You promise now, please.
Yeah, well, I don't know until I get down and see what the problem is.
They've won awards, you see.
Yeah, well, I don't know until I get round.
My leaks. My leaks.
Yeah.
My leaks. Yeah.
Can you give me a telephone number as well, please?
What am I going to do about my leaks?
I'll come and see you about them. Just give me a telephone number, please.
What's your name?
It's Dave Martin. Now, can
Dave,
you give me a telephone number?
I'm going to show you over my leaks.
Well, that's okay. If you want to shoot me, you can have a go at shooting you. Just give me your telephone number, please.
Dave.
Yeah.
Do you know someone called Tony?
Tony. Tony Bates.
Do you know you're live on Century Radio now? Too?
you'd like us to wind up, send us a fax here at Century or drop us a line and we'll do our best for you. Can't make any promises, but we'll do our best, you see. Our fax number is 01914775660. 01914775660. Hang on, Neil, who's this? Delivery man. Delivery man, who are you?
Bristol Transport, what delivery for you, Mr. Man?
Yeah,
Mr. Man,
where are you from?
Bristol Transport,
yeah, what do you want?
I've got a delivery for Mr. Man.
A delivery for Mr. Man, who's it from?
Darlington Football Club.
Oh, hang on. Is this it here?
It is, yeah.
In the box?
It is, yeah.
Nobby, open that box in case it's something that burst out. I can see I'm going to have a whole week of people trying to wind me up here on this show. You see what it is, hang on.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I've got seven women on...